We're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast. It has been a long time. Got our friend Brent with us today. Been on the show several times. Just kind of winging it.
Yeah, we're here.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're here.
Bears give me a scooter bra.
Give me a scooter bra. Give me a scooter bra.
It's amazing what you can find when you dive deep into YouTube.
Oh, you don't have to dive too deep.
that's like the first layer.
You can do a lot deeper
yeah.
in YouTube than you think.
And you find weird videos about meat puppets.
Meat puppet.
That one freaked Mar out. Mar didn't like that one.
Really?
Like, she was legitimately, she said, I don't ever want to see that. Like, the next day, she was like, I don't ever want to see that thing again. And I was like, that.
It is weird.
It's made up, though, but she was like it's a horror film and you're a kid. Like, she's like, oh, I don't want to see that again.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how she acted. She was like, I just don't. I was like, it's just a fictional meat humanoid.
I thought my favorite part of the whole video is that his son is like made of sausage.
The sausage wrapped around his face.
I was like, he's just like a bundle of fucking sausages you get at like Walmart.
So now I just go around the house screaming North America. Just randomly.
So if you get a chance, go to YouTube and go Story of North America. And watch the first thing that pops up. And
it will be the longest 4 minutes of your
yes.
life. I don't know who made it, but we didn't do it. It's just, hey.
You either need to do some kind of drug, like marijuana or, let's say, alcohol for most of us, because that's what's legal. Do that. It'll come back to me. Get really hammered and fucking watch that stupid-ass video.
And there's let me know how it goes. There's a hidden message in that video, too.
Yeah.
We'll see if you can find it.
We'll see if you can figure it out. What about the story of South America?
That one was weird. I'm not sure what that hidden story is behind that one.
I know what the hidden story behind that one is.
What is it?
Slavery.
Oh, was it slavery?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking. I was trying to figure it out, but I wasn't sure.
And North America is going to be. Well, you have to.
Yeah, well, you have to go look at it.
Really, it's fucking stupid. But
you know, when you're on certain substances, hey.
Yeah.
So,
Brent, how's it going?
Weed. Good. Since I've been home, I haven't. I don't think I've had a full day where I've been not high.
Really?
At some point in the yeah. I mean, every day.
Wow.
I had all that stuff from Michigan. I didn't want to sell it.
I'm not sure we should be talking about this because you cross state lines.
I don't care.
Okay. You're out of it, though, right?
Yeah, I'm out of it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I didn't want to sell it, and I was like, well, I'll just indulge for like 3 weeks straight.
But you're going to try to get clean and get a job, right?
Yeah.
Get a new job.
Yeah, I got to get clean. Got to get a new job.
That's good.
I got to work on that myself.
Well, but everyone can go out and, like, get hammered drunk and, like, literally be shitty and then go to work on Monday.
Well, that's what the Lord wants, Barry.
Is that
what the Lord wants, Brent?
Apparently. Apparently, if you do anything besides alcohol, you're a drug head. But, I mean, you can just get shit hammered as much as you want.
And nobody thinks nothing about it.
Well, let's be honest. Like, you can...
And you can drive to the bar you do it at.
But most people's drug dealers are their doctor nowadays.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's a rough one there.
It's weird, too, because old Karen can be sitting there judgmental as shit on you for smoking pot, but you go to her medicine cabinet, and she's got things like, man, even the dealer down the corner is like, fuck, I can't even get my hands on that. But, you know, I'm a piece of shit because I might smoke pot every now and then. Well, meanwhile, she's popping Oxy and Adderall and Vicodin like there ain't no.
I had a relative that went through that her whole life. She got hurt, you know, years ago. And so she really needed the pills, but then she got addicted and just got to where she always, you know, quote unquote, got hurt, had a reason to go to the doctor. And ended up, she did it her whole life. Ended up, they had to take out part of her colon. She had to get on a colostomy bag. It was so bad. It ate out her intestines that much. And then when she died, she died in her 60s. She looked like she was 95 years old. Like every bit of it. Maybe 100. It put years on her life.
Man, there's some doctors that just don't give a
And they just keep prescribing it to her.
Yeah, they don't give it.
And at this point, you can't stop. Because if you just stop cold turkey, her body will just... probably just detonate. I don't know. It was just it'd be like, oh God, what is this?
Oh,
the withdrawal from that would be insane.
Like, it wouldn't be much different if you just walked out in the middle of like a highway and got hit by a truck.
No.
You know, like in, what's that movie? Freddy Got Fingered when he's get hit by the truck and he gets, he's like, I wasn't expecting that to happen.
Oh, shit. But, I mean, and whenever I was a courier for a lab company, man, it was the doctors who did and I could kind of tell which ones, because we had one particular doctor, they did urine tests like they're one note of fucking morrow. And I asked, I was like, why do they do so many urine tests? And my boss goes, because he's a pill doctor. And I was like, a what? And then my boss was like, that particular doctor doesn't have any problem writing pain pills. And so the government's cracking down on it, so they have to do all these things to justify why does he keep writing all these painkiller prescriptions?
Well, people have pain.
I mean, and that's one thing I'm going to recommend this documentary, Prescription Thugs. One of the doctors said, I don't know your pain. Who am I to tell you how much pain you're in?
Ooh, that could be dangerous.
It's a lawsuit. It all comes down to his lawyer's fault.
I blame it.
A doctor should be able to make that decision, but he can't because he knows some fucking lawyer ambulance chaser is going to find out and fucking sue the fuck out of you. So, what can we talk about that I know is going to get an angry call from either Brett or Jay? Jay's not usually mad at me, though. He'll just tell me his opinion. Brett's usually mad at me. So, what do we need to discuss?
I think the police in this town alone has been overreaching their authority, and they need to be stopped.
What do you mean?
I think the Monroe City Police, the place where he works. I'm kidding. I was just going to say something to get him riled up. Is he listening?
Yeah,
he'll probably
text you.
Yeah.
When
he always listens.
We don't stream live. We just record and put it out. But he does eventually.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we could, but it's kind of more. It's a little bit more complicated.
I thought sometimes you streamed live, and then you would let him know, and he'd be listening, and then he'd
no.
Call you and be like,
"But I mean, as soon as we're done, he can." I mean, maybe not the internet here, but at his house, I can get it downloaded in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
So,
football's almost back.
Yeah, football's almost back.
And I can't go. I cannot, because the great state of Louisiana is stopping me from watching Drew Brees battle Tom Brady and the Gronkmeister.
And now,
what's going to be an epic battle of the Titans. I can't see it. And I was going to see it because I got season tickets. I'm a season ticket holder now, just in case you didn't know. Money moves, whatever. I can't. We can't go to the first game. And we're only going to be able to go to like three games. And we don't know which games are going to be yet.
Did they give like a memo out to everyone who had?
Yeah, they sent an email out to everybody. And you don't, like, it's going to be like, I think, at 40% capacity, something like that. And they're only going to, so I don't even know, they're just going to rotate like who gets what games. So I might get three games I don't even want. I don't know. Like the Chargers game. I don't care to go watch them beat the shit out of the Chargers.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So the NFL is about to get double teamed this year for two reasons. One, the COVID, obviously.
Yep.
Two, all the political stuff that's going on, whether you agree or disagree. The people who agree with what's going on are probably not watching football, and the ones who disagree with what they're doing are watching football, but they're not going to watch football.
Unless their team starts to win.
That's true. Unless their team starts to win, they're not going to watch. Or they're going to say they're not going to watch. But, I mean, I guess, let's say everyone got mad about Drew Brees wearing the Jacob Blake sticker, but he was the only one. The rest of them were. I don't know what the other NFL teams did. I don't know if other – did they all wear it? Did some of them wear it? Did they know what was going on? Did they know the information at hand? Were they given information? Were they just doing off the cuff? I don't know, and don't say that you know because you don't fucking know what they knew.
Oh, no, I don't.
Not you.
I'm sorry.
I'm
the proverbial getting, you.
The, you, you know, the, that hypothetical
they,
person. them.
You would think common sense would lead you to believe that they didn't have all the facts because of the fact that this guy was a rapist. I don't know. I think it was more of a, they didn't have all the facts, but they didn't, it was kind of a quick decision. It was like a quick,
they did it because it's popular.
Hey, it's popular. Let's do this. And then of course, like clockwork, every news station slowly lets out all the facts and all the videos. And it's like, why don't we just wait until we got everything and then release everything at once so you can view it in context or view it all at once? This whole, you know, spinning things up before we know everything about the guy and what he's done, that just, I don't know, that invites people of a lesser intellect, I think, to jump to conclusions and about stuff.
Here's one thing, is that, okay, when we first saw the video, we should have judged it by what the video showed us, as yep. much from what we saw. Now, they're going to let out more that you can see, and then you can, and you know, you can expound on what you saw and make a different judgment, right?
It's okay to change your mind.
It's okay to change your mind.
It is, but some people are not going to take the time to do that. That's what I'm saying, that second part. Some people are not going to care. They're not going to take the time, and that's on them.
It is.
But it's like...
But they're also the ones that make the loudest noises. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, okay. Now, here's the thing, is that you got to be careful about changing your opinions or just going by what happened after you know what he did in his past. Now, yeah. it makes me feel less sympathy if I had any for him. If, like, say I had sympathy for him, I'm like, well, he's a rapist, so I really don't give a fuck that he got shot. But let's go at the what happened in this situation. Okay. As far as I know, and this is all I've seen. I haven't even watched the extended version. I've only watched, like, the short clip of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of vague on what's the right call for me. I'm like, okay, so what I saw was just him going to his car and then following him and then shooting him. So I have to go by that. I haven't seen the other stuff, mostly because I have shit I'm trying to do, and I haven't. Yeah. I just haven't done it, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's my fault to an extent on that. So this, my opinion is going to be reflected upon that until I can see all the facts. So I'm going to have to change eventually what I'm going to think.
I also think, though, and I don't mean to cut you off, like going with the thing you just said, you know, you're not going to go protest. You're not going to go riot. You're also not going to go be part of an anti-protest. You know, you're not going to be one of the dudes in full Kevlar with a, you know, AR. You know, you're not going to do that.
No.
So it's like when you see when you can see that and form an opinion, you're like, oh, shit, you're not trying to go make a... I'll see if I can choose. You're not going to take a real action. You're going to form an opinion and right. go, that's fucked up. But you're not going to form what I would consider a... You're not going to go do a legit, like, potential
yes.
crime.
So, the video, I saw him. He went from the cops. I did not see what happened before, like him fighting with the cops yeah. and him getting tased. I didn't see that. Apparently that's what happened. I don't know. So, I see him going around, and he goes to get in the car, and they shoot him. And my thing is like, what was he going in for? Like, was he just going in and they shot him? If that's the case, then I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But if he's going in and he's going to get a weapon, then, man, like, you cannot go get a weapon. After you've had a scuffle yeah. with a cop, you cannot go or even act like you're going for a weapon. They will kill you. And here's the thing. It's like, I don't blame them in many cases. If this guy's being aggressive and he runs in and gets his gun and you shoot him, I don't care. You know what? That's shove and shit on you. The best thing you can do is just, if you think that these cops will kill you, if you are, like, you feel like you've watched enough news in the past 6 months to think to yourself, these cops are where they're willing and able to kill you, and they're going to do it no matter what. I'm not saying that they are, but this is how you feel. Why would you resist arrest in that situation when the smartest thing to do is not to do it because you know they'll fucking kill you?
Yeah,
I
don't get it at all.
So
I mean, they just...
Now, obviously, every situation is going to be different. So, I'm sorry, I'm going to finish my point on the yeah. video. So, I saw the small video. He goes in and they shot him. And I'm just like, I don't know enough to make an opinion on what, if the cops did, was right or wrong. I don't care about how many times they shot him, because when cops pull their weapon and they shoot, they're taught to end a threat. And yeah. If it takes 10 bullets, it takes 10 bullets. Just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But guess how they're, you know, a lot of them are taught. I don't know if all of them are taught, but I know that's it's common things. Like, you shoot until the
shoot to kill.
Well, not necessarily to kill, but to stop the threat. Mm-hmm. Whether that means killing them or, you know, whatever that means. And I think they have to say that because of legal reasons, right?
Yeah.
So now that's where my opinion is right now, because I just haven't seen everything else. Now, what's changed in the last few weeks is that I saw that he is a rapist and he was a career criminal. Now, I don't think that really has anything to do much.
It does
with the situation at hand.
You're right.
It's just
icing on the cake when you're.
It basically
makes me not feel sorry for
yeah,
him
yeah,
so much.
Like,
and it gives more to the. It gives, I don't know the wording, but the people who are going to be like, well, the cops are in the right, it gives them something to add on. Oh, well, he was a piece of shit. Okay, Was he a piece of shit in that moment he died, though? I don't know. It's kind of like the whole George Floyd thing. Yes, he was. He had done some bad shit and went to prison for it. Yeah. But in that moment, did he deserve to die?
Right. And it's not necessarily the cop's call to make that. You know, he can't do that unless his life is at risk. Someone's life is at risk and he defends himself. That's fine.
And the Josh Blake one or whatever his name is.
Jacob Blake.
You can look at one of the videos, and he has, I forgot what would you call that knife, but it's got a circle where the index finger goes, and then it's curled.
Curled,
I forgot what the name
of it. It's called a crevet, I think. It's got a K.
Yeah, it's I forget. Anyway, he had one of those walking back, like as he was the picture I showed, it looked like he was walking around the car, and they showed a picture from the front side, and he had one like in his hand by his stomach.
Was that for sure?
I mean, it's hard to mistake that knife. I mean, I have to go back online and look, but the picture I saw, I couldn't mistake that for anything else in his hand. It looked like that. I forgot what you call that knife, but it looked like that. And even if he didn't have the knife and he's going around and he reaches in his car and reaches for a weapon, I mean, there's nothing else I can do.
Best thing is the left side. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. It's like, all the people that think he's innocent or whatever, think he should have been shot. There's nothing. I can't defend him as is, you know, I was on your side until then. He did that. Cop had to do what he had to do.
At the end of the day.
Why was he doing that? Why was he just complying with the law? That's the thing. Comply.
Right. Well,
I'm not saying.
Not to finish it up on this one for my point, but let's say he raped somebody that day. If the cops didn't know this and he, you know, said, you're not taking me. And I went back and he went back in the car and the cops shot him for no reason. Let's just say it was not justified. You know, it's just obvious, like plain as day, either the cop fucked up or the cop's just a hothead or whatever. And he killed this person. That cop should get in trouble regardless if that person is a rapist. But that rapist should get in trouble too. Justice doesn't have to be like, just because this one got justice doesn't mean that one can't get justice. Yeah. It's like the cop gets in trouble and the guy gets in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, in the situation, all this stuff happened in the past and the cops weren't doing this for what had happened in the past. They're doing whatever. I don't even know what he did originally.
I can't remember.
But you have to separate those two. I know people don't want to, but you can also change how you feel. Like you're less sympathetic towards him. Like, okay, he's paralyzed. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Well, now he can't rape, can he? It sounds cruel. Sorry, but he can't. Sorry, I don't feel sorry for rapists, but, you know, I think you have to look at the situation and be fair. That's it. And sometimes cops fuck up. Either the cops fuck up, which I think happens more often than not, than they actually just want to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have some cops that are... Not all cops are good. I don't know if anyone's ever told you this. Not all cops are good. I don't believe 99.9 of them are good. I think they're people, so it's gonna be
a spectrum.
Spectrum is like from the
what they're willing
best
to,
what you know what do you consider to be
employee of the month to I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's like you have all those kind of people, so this is how you gotta look at it. It's like not all cops are good. Not everyone who got arrested and shot is innocent. You know, just you have to take every situation by itself.
You do.
Simple as that.
But we also need to make sure that the cop, and I'm not trying to be like devil's advocate, but it's like, you know, they need to be held accordingly then. Like, you know, like.
Cop doesn't have a normal job.
No.
It may seem like it is a job, first of all, but it's not normal because they have the power to not only take away your freedom, but they have the power to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And that power has to be checked. It has to be checked to an extent. Now they also have to be able to do their job. Yeah. You know, they can't wait and be like, okay, maybe this guy who's saying he was going to kill me is going to pull out a gun and he pulled something out and I don't need to shoot. Yeah, that's hard to make a cop not protect himself. It's going to be hard to do. Like, cop has to be able to protect himself. I think they need more training and a lot of stuff. Like, you know, if somebody says they're going to kill you and they pull out that fucking knife, it's easy to say what you're going to do, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I can say all day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. But I'm like, if I was a cop,
I'm probably going to kill you.
I'm probably going to fucking kill you. And it's like, and I don't blame him. But once again, what I said is like situation. Like, what does the situation show? Was the cop in the wrong? Or was the person in the wrong? Or was a little bit of both? Or
usually it seems like a little bit of both.
Sometimes, you know. It's like,
but at the same time, it's like, I get it. You accidentally held your foot on your knee on the back of this dude's throat for 10 minutes. But hey, if I get in my car and I'm drunk and I shouldn't be behind the wheel and I accidentally kill somebody, I'm still going to fucking jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. The one thing that really helps me get through these times is knowing that, you know, I could just bust open a window and go steal sneakers from Foot Locker or TV from Best Buy. And that really, I think, helps make everything equal.
Yeah, it does.
I think that levels the playing field.
You know, the most justice I've ever seen in my life was whenever that lady was running out of Target with, like, three lamps. Like, she really cares about George Floyd. Like, she means it. I truly believe her stealing those lamps and going to a house that probably doesn't have power because everything's burnt the fuck down.
Yeah.
Is there very meaningful.
At the very beginning, all that, there was a video when they first, I don't know if it was how many targets they raided, but maybe it was the only one. But they're in there with crowbars and shit, banging on those self-checkout registers, trying to get, like, into the bottom to get that money. I don't know if they ever did, but there was a bunch of them in there, like, going to town on those things.
It's kind of non-related, but have you ever seen those videos where people get, like, bulldozers and shit, and things that has a bucket on the front, and, like, steal an entire ATM?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty bold. Like they said, like fuck how
much does it, I guess a random ATM keep in it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, I know it's a decent amount, but is it worth, you know?
Probably 20 years, I mean.
If I'm going to steal money, I'm going to steal. I want to be down able to, a bank. I'm taking down something huge.
I want to be able to retire after I get done with that job.
I'm not taking an ATM that's got, you know, 10 grand in it. $5,000? I don't know how much it's got in it.
Yeah, I want to. If I'm going to do that, I want to be able to retire after I'm done. I'm not, you know, trying to just make sure that, you know, I can live okay for a couple days.
I think it matters what kind of ATM. If you steal that small ATM out of a gas station, you know, you're probably going to get out with maybe $2,000 or $3,000. If you hit one at, like, a bank, you're probably going to make a little bit more.
Yeah.
I would say, I bet you they keep $25,000 in there. Oh, shit.
Probably. What's up?
So, the average size machine can hold as much as $200,000, though few do. In off hours, most machines contain less than $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyone when you're out there going to steal something, you're probably you need to pretend you're a Nigerian prince. You'll probably make more money that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a smart move. Robbing banks, all that shit, that's old news. Like you can't be like, give me your money. This is a stick up. It's stupid. You're gonna get caught.
So what's the new, like, for our, for this day and time with the technology we have, what's your best chance at just, like, what type of con you think is the easiest and best chance of getting away? Like, the most foolproof con?
Something on the internet and something that says, conservatives, and for conservatives, it's like, are you a patriot and you love Donald Trump? Okay. Right?
Yeah.
You get people to give you money.
Right. You don't donate to us. They don't take our guns.
You're going
to
do this, right? I think you can fool the idiots on that side, and then you can be like, we're the official BLM website. And, like, if you believe in justice, give to us. And, like, well, I believe in justice, so
guilty white.
They'll definitely do that. So I think that is what gets a lot of people.
Hmm. Do you have to prove, like if I open up a charity, like, and I'm taking in money for the charity, now, obviously, the people who are working for me, I have to pay them.
Right.
And then I have to be able to pay my bills. So, like, how much money can I take or can I pay my employees? And how much has to be spent on the charity? Like, what's the rules on that? That's what I'd like to know. Because I bet some of these charities are dipping into the old cash pot a little bit. Yeah.
I'd say,
what was it? The breast cancer awareness lady? What was that? I guess just the main breast cancer.
Kitty Degree?
The main breast cancer, like, foundation or whatever, she was making, like, a couple hundred grand a year or something. Like, $250,000 a year or something like that.
Damn.
This was a long time ago. It came out. I don't know which.
I still say a pretty profitable con is being a preacher. Now, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Joel Osteen is making bank.
You have a big church. You got to have a big. You got to go big.
You got to write books.
Yeah, you got to write books. You can't be around here. These guys ain't making that much money.
I guarantee. I guarantee you, Doug.
They're okay. They're okay, but they ain't on Joel Osteen's level.
No.
This dude's got private jets, I bet.
He does have private jets.
I wonder what goes on those jets. They ain't a Bible study.
Oh, they're studying something.
Yeah. That cocaine.
Yeah, that drug. That yak.
That booger sugar.
What is it? Who is the
white girl?
What's the preacher last name? F starts with F. Fall. What's his name?
Which one?
I'm
drawing a blank.
Remember Jerry Farwell? What was his name? God damn it, I can't remember their names.
I'm not ringing a bell.
But he's a big-time preacher, and he runs Liberty University. His dad used to do it. He was the big fat dude who always told you were going to hell. Like if you're
Muslim,
they all
tell me I'm going to hell.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying like not everyone.
My whole life, I'm
going
to turn up and tell me I'm going to hell.
Jerry Falwell.
Falwell, right? His son is got caught like doing something with this fly down. Like obviously he just got done rampaging in this girl, right? And like you're right. So he just got done rampaging her, and like you know they're taking pictures, and like you know they're all hugged up, and it's like he has a wife, and that woman is not his wife. Or yes. Something like that. It was something that was like,
yeah.
You're this preacher who's married who, you know, talks about, you know, they don't let people at Liberty University do certain things because of the religious aspect of it. And yet you're in there banging, you're knocking the bottom out of somebody. You know?
The
and
bottom
then, and you're getting a picture taken of and you look like you've just been done fucking for like 10 hours, right? You know? So he resigned, I think, or he's going to resign.
Probably so.
Story short, you got don't take pictures.
Yeah, don't keep receipts.
Don't keep receipts. Don't take pictures. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, burner phone.
Nut.
Have a burner phone.
Nut and get out her guts. Be done.
We at the Weird But Harmless Podcast do not support.
This is an easy answer. I think you think women are better at cheating. Or men are better. I think women are better at cheating.
I'd say women are better.
I don't think women are better.
You don't?
You know what? Because I'll tell you why. I think women do it less, but they're not as reckless. Like, if guys want to do it and they're careful, I think you can have the same success level as a woman, right? But we're fucking
guys,
savages, and you just fuck when you shouldn't fuck, and you get caught.
Guys aren't as detail-oriented.
No.
They don't pay attention to details like women.
Women don't have that penis going like...
Yeah.
You know, like...
How did we go from talking about the football protest?
I don't know. But also, I think women do it less, so they're going to have a smaller average.
I don't think they do it less.
You don't think so?
I don't. I think they do it about the same amount. I think it, you know, 1 year, men might do, you know, just whatever. But I think it's about the same amount. I just think they're way better.
Way better at it.
They sleep with, you know, somebody that lives in the next town over, on the other side of town, is in a big enough city where they know the husband doesn't know. The husband will sleep with like
the next door neighbor.
The next door neighbor's hairdresser or something like that.
Yeah.
And wonder how he got caught. It's like, well,
she's my sister.
Yes. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's like, I slept with this girl. It turns out to be, you know, a distant cousin to your wife's best friend or something. It's like, that shit travels. Girls talk way more than guys talk about shit like that. Details. I don't know.
Back to the football protest.
I don't know. No, Tim, I like this. I like where we're at right now.
So, interesting, you said they don't have the penis. They don't have the testosterone levels telling them to go fuck everything in sight. I was listening to this lady on YouTube talk about, it was this thing about relationships and how all the women nowadays, they want the guy to be like rich and handsome and have all the great qualities, and just that guy doesn't exist, right? Anyway, she was explaining to ladies why men cheat, and she said, you have to understand, they have just, you know, a guy 20 years old could have his nanograms per deciliter or whatever it is. He could have like 1,000 nanograms of testosterone, and a woman has like 60 or 50 or something like that. So you have to understand the difference. And she said she understood the difference because she had to go to the doctor and like get some stuff fixed with her hormones. Something was going off with her shit. And they gave her a little too much testosterone that they were supposed to. And it bumped her up to a level that women aren't normally at. But she was still about 10 to 20 times less than men. And she said she was looking at her husband like just wanting to jump on him all the time and fuck him. She was looking at guys out and about like starting to contemplate and, you know, think about, oh, if I was going to cheat, how would I get with this guy, yada, yada. And she had to catch herself. She said, oh, shit, what am I doing this? And then she went to the doctor and they found out, oh. And the doctor told her, you're still like 10 or 20 times less than what men have. We messed up. And so that put it in perspective of her mind. Oh, God, I understand now why men are just out there just plugging every hole inside. I mean, they had 10 to 20 times more than what I had, and I was my mind was starting to wonder, and it was, you know, it's like, holy crap. And the only reason men don't screw everything inside is because, well, I mean, most men don't have that option. you know.
I mean, okay, so I got a similar story to that, but it's a little different. So this woman was wanting to become a man. So the woman wanted to become a trans man. Is that right? Do you have a terminology?
I'm still
right?
Unclear on all that. Which one's a trans? I never learned it.
I think a trans man is a person who used to be a woman. A trans woman is a guy who used to be a man.
Okay.
Anyways, so she was in the transition of becoming a he, or from a she to a he, right? So she was taking testosterone and all these different hormones. And she distinctly remembers being on the subway and looking at women, because she was a lesbian. And she would look at women, and she said that, you know, looked at them, and I thought, you know, what does she care about? What are her hobbies? She's pretty, you know, she is. You know, she still physically looked at her and like, oh, look, you know, she has a nice hourglass figure. She's pretty. But I wonder, would she be right for me? Would she be, you know, someone that I could spend my rest of my life with? What are her dreams or aspirations? She said she started taking the testosterone and everything,
yeah,
and she's like,
buddy.
Her pussy, her
yeah,
ass,
buddy.
What are tits going to look like? Like, that's all she could think about.
Let me smell your ass crack, girl.
Like, like nasty shit, like, you know, just, like dudes who are like,
yeah.
Do you ever look and like, okay, I wonder what degree she has. No. You're like, I wonder if she can suck the chrome off of
her. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't think women understand how, like, I admit it, like, I've seen some girls, I'm just like, God bless. I just want to shove my face in your ass crack and just take a big whiff. Just let me get a whiff of it. Everything. Just sit on my face and just let me smell it. But, you know, that's how men think, you know.
We're goddamn barbarians.
God, can I just lick your titty sweat one time?
Someone made a good point like on that. what was that show where they do surveys and the survey says, was that Family Feud?
Yeah, Family Feud.
They had one, is like, the question was like, what would you do for sex? And all the women were like, oh, I'd bake a pie. I would do this. And the men were like, I would kill. I would kidnap.
I would destroy a civilization.
I will go find two animals of the last of its species and cut down the forest that it lives in to get my dick sucked. Like, that's what we would
do. Yeah. Oh, man, we're savages. Don't care. Never have, never will.
I have nothing to add to any of this. Like, anyways, do you think football, you know, the NBA ratings have taken a massive hit. Do you think the football ratings do too? Now, I don't know. Now, hold up. I don't know if the NBA ratings have taken a hit because of the protest or because of COVID. I don't. Right.
Both.
So Brent is a bigger fan. I mean, I don't know how big a fan, but I know you're a bigger fan than we are. I don't know enough about basketball.
I'll say this. Somebody posted online, this was a few weeks ago, one of Tucker Carlson's shows on Fox News. Now, granted, that's Fox News. A bunch of old people tune in every night to watch it. Had like 4 million views. And the NBA, which is in the playoffs right now because of this COVID crap, had like 2.8 million views. Like, not that many people are watching it. Mm. And I think it's only hardcore fans are watching it. I think it's just taking a hit from everything. It's that no one, I don't know if you understood what's going on right now, but they're in Orlando.
Yeah.
All of them. And I don't know all the specifics, but they took certain teams with certain records and basically said, okay, we're going to start playoffs because it got delayed for so long. And so I think a lot of fans are upset about that they didn't get to see the whole season play out how it's supposed to. And, you know, it's just, I think football will do better.
I still think it's going to take a hit, but I think
there's more football fans, more people willing to sacrifice what their morals to watch it versus basketball. A lot of people around here don't give a shit about basketball, but they want to watch football.
Yeah.
You know, old white guys don't really care about basketball, but, you know.
They'll watch LSU.
Roll Tide. LSU Tigers, boy.
You know, there was some college football games on last night, and I didn't give a fuck. I did not care. Like, I just didn't. I was like, what are they playing for?
Well,
the love of the game? I want to see someone win a fucking trophy.
I think the reason why even, like, the low-level stuff is hyped up like it is, or just, you know, there's even, like, ULM's level. Like, they're still Division One, but if you start going below them, those programs, like the Division II and Division III, they still get a lot of money for those colleges. And I think it's all geared towards betting. I seriously do. If you live with Kyle, I don't know how much he bet then. He bets on every damn
He bet a lot then.
He's like, oh, I got, and he'll name, like, some Division II school in, like, North Dakota that no one has heard of. And he's like, I've got them minus seven against some team in Wyoming that no one has heard of.
Does he bet on the marble races?
Have you seen
the marble races?
No, yeah, I've seen them, but no.
You know, when we watched the UFC fights the other night, he was, you know, talking about he bet on these two, you know, these people. I'm like, I'm a decent fan. I've never heard of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, he bet. If there's a way to bet on it, he's going to do it.
And I bet there's people who are worse than him when it comes to it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people worse than him. I think that's why, like, they air some of those crappy low-level college games. Like, who's watching that? Some people are watching that. There are people out there that are – and some sports bettors even tell you that's where you get your big wins, because the people in Vegas aren't paying as close attention to those smaller Division IIs and Division IIIs, whatever games. So you can find huge mismatches if you keep up with it. That's the only reason I think those things really – I mean, they survive because kids are going to the school, whatever, but –
Man, I remember one time I was at the truck stop buying something, and this Division III team was there, and they were still bigger than me because I'm not athletic, but Ferris would have, you know, dwarfed them. They were, you know, they were my height, but you could, you know, they were obviously athletic, you know.
You could have started, bro.
Started for third stream Okras. There's a team to fight in Okras somewhere in North Carolina. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Food Okra.
I thought it was here, isn't it?
It's like an hour, like Southern Arkansas.
Oh.
The Fighting Okra. I'm not making that up.
I know he's not. I know LSU Alexandria or whatever, one of the branches of LSU was the Fighting Oak or something like that.
Mm. Sounds queer, man.
Fighting Okra. Here we go.
Is it Southern Arkansas?
I thought so. What all do you have in Southern Arkansas? You've got Magnolia, El Dorado.
Not much.
Texarkana.
Catoosuck.
What?
There's a town called Toadsuck, Arkansas.
Toadsuck?
Toadsuck.
It's in Mississippi.
That's where it's at.
Delta State University.
Delta State University. Yeah. Girl I went to school with, she did her bachelor's there. That's how I knew it. I was like, the Fighting Okra? What the fuck is this shit?
But I want to say it was LSU. There was the off branch of LSU. One of the small towns had a Fighting Oak. It might have been LSUA. I don't know.
Do you know what the... original mascot is for Lafayette, Louisiana Lafayette?
Isn't it a bear?
I don't know.
It's a bulldogs.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this.
Lame.
You know what LSU's original name is?
What?
It's like Louisiana State University and like Tech. Like it's a tech school. It was a tech school before. Mm-hmm. It was something like whatever.
UOL can kiss my ass. They are not the University of Louisiana. Okay? I'm not even a fan of LSU, but if there's going to be a University of Louisiana, it's them.
So let me ask you this. Do you think since Dr. Bruno's gone, and I think he was kind of a weak president, in my opinion. You know, I'm not too far into this, so maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, and I'm being a dick. That's completely possible. But do you think this new guy is going to be someone who's going to, like, he's younger? Is he going to be someone who's going to be more ambitious to take ULM to the next level?
I don't know how much of it's ambition as much as don't sink the ship. And I think that might have been Bruno more than anything. He might have had ambition, but we ain't working with the best funds. We're kind of stuck being in a part of Louisiana. You got ULM, you got Tech, you got Grambling. You technically have LSUS. It's four universities in a span of 90 fucking miles.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about LSUS. They're not a major player in the game. Tech has a higher ranking than us in the world, you know, as far as the eyes. Grambling. You know, not trying to be a dick, but academically they have gone up and down. You know, they've lost accreditation in a lot of programs before. You know, they've gotten it back, but they go up and down. But historically speaking, you're not going to be able to get rid of Grambling.
No.
Because, I mean, we've talked about this. You ask somebody on the other side of the planet, they've heard of Grambling.
They ain't heard of ULM.
They ain't heard of ULM.
Why?
The marching band, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
One of some of my friends that were coaches, they've told me, he's like, man, back in the day, some of these kids didn't want, you know, you never heard kids go, I want to go to Alabama, LSU. They said they wanted to go to Grambling. You know, he's like, man, it's only been probably since, you know, September 11th that, you know, sports became as gigantic as it was. But he's like, back in the 90s, you didn't hear kids talk about going to LSU or Bama. You heard them talking about going to Grambling.
Same thing was kind of with professional sports, like, it wasn't until like the 90s when you started having these big ass contracts. And it really wasn't even until like the mid 2000s.
Herschel Walker was the first.
Big one. I'm talking about the massive ones. Like, who was the first quarterback to get over 100 million?
Herschel Walker was the
first quarterback to get over 100 million?
Yeah. Was it Flacco? Was Joe Flacco the first one to get 100 million guaranteed?
I hope not.
I don't think any of them gotten 100 million.
Or 100 million.
But I know Herschel Walker was the first million-dollar contract.
Well, and he played way back then. I mean, he graduated
late '80s, yeah. Early '90s. That's why
a motherfucker.
Well, there's I think sports have gotten more popular in the past 20 years.
Yeah.
I think they've gotten more people watch them. It becomes more of an industry around it because it's gotten more popular. I think baseball is stagnant. I think it's gone down, but it's got to a certain spot and it's leveled off.
Because it wasn't 1998 MLB.
No.
And here's the thing, MLB 1994 was
cranking them out of the park.
1994 MLB was a strike year, but 1998 was like the biggest year they ever had.
Because they were on the fucking sauce, and it made it so much better. Anyway, the NFL
98 season was that when Mark McGwire was doing the home run.
98, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
The NFL's first $100 million man, Brett Favre.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
From the
but now they write them. But now they write those $100 million contracts like they ain't shit. I mean, what was Patrick Mahomes? $500 million?
Jesus, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good investment?
I mean, if you're gonna say it's anybody's a good investment, you have to say he is.
Yeah.
I mean, young,
Super Bowl winning.
He's proven himself more than once. I know he's only got one Super Bowl, but he's ran deep, the year before that? And he's young, he's not.
He's just going to get better.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is a lot of those contracts are not all that money guaranteed. I mean,
it's a certain amount guaranteed, and then sometimes they push stuff off.
Yeah, I feel like the Chiefs are betting he gets hurt and can't finish out the contract. But because this ain't the first $500 million contract. I was researching, and a lot of them don't finish it out. Yeah. But,
They'll do things like it'll be a $450 million contract or whatever.
Who do you think has the first retirement contract? Like, basically, takes a pay cut but says, hey, you know what? No matter what, for the next 40 years, I'm going to take a huge pay cut. You're not going to pay me, $25, $30 million a year. You're going to pay me $1 million a year, but you're going to pay me $1 million for the next 30 to 40 years. Like,
to mind after he leaves?
Basically, he takes a contract.
Like an annuity?
Yeah.
After he's, it's not a bad idea.
I have expected this to be for a while now. Like, some of these guys. Like, take Drew Brees, kind of at the end of his run. Let's be real, probably has one or two more years, but he's still fat paid. Yeah. What if he goes, hey, you know what? Instead of this contract that you're going to pay me $25 million for this 1 year, you can keep that. I'm going to restructure my contract to make $1 million a year, but you're going to be paying me $1 million a year, guaranteed, no way out of it, for the next 30 years.
Was it Nick? Who's the player who played for the Giants that's still getting paid every year, like $1 million every year? Baseball player? Yeah, he's going to keep getting a check for $1 million every year for the next 15 years.
From the New York Giants?
I think so. A baseball team, I should say.
I don't say there ain't a New York Giants anymore.
Or
Yankees and Mets.
He was a dual sport guy? Or?
No. He was...
Ferris doesn't know baseball well enough because there is no New York Giants.
Yeah, I think the Giants or... Some team has to pay him for the next 15 years, and it was like 25 years, $1 million a year.
I'm surprised, though, that contract hasn't been worked out yet, though, because, especially with all these guys, how many players go broke? And then,
that's an interesting documentary you need to watch.
Broke?
Have you seen Broke?
I've seen part of it.
That's
really good.
Yeah, that's something you need to sit down and watch. I don't know, man. It's like not everybody's making that big money either.
No.
There's a lot of guys that are making, league minimum is what, $520,000, I think?
I think it's lower than that.
$450,000. It went up. It's like $480,000 or $450,000. Let's say $450,000.
Now, is that guys on the active roster on Sunday, or is that practice squad people too?
No. Oh, I looked that up at one point. Practice squad people.
They don't make that great.
Get paid like... per week during the season, but it's just like a normal one would, but it's substantially less. It's like, I think they make like 70K or something like that. It's like $6,000 or $8,000, something like that, a week.
I have it, by the way.
Grand. Oh, what is it?
Bobby Bonilla, a former baseball player, still receives $1.2 million from the New York Mets each year on July 1st, known widely as Bobby Bonilla Day. He collected those payments for a decade and will do so through 2035 because of the buyout deal with the Mets signed in 2000.
God, that's...
Hey, man, good on him. Good on him. Get taken care of now. In New, if he still lives in New York, $1 million ain't shit, but...
It's still good in New York. $1 million?
It just doesn't go quite as far, but I mean...
Not as far, but $1 million a year, you can nice. In New York City, you can live decent, and then the outskirts of New York, you can live real well.
Yeah.
But you can... You're all right in New York with $1 million.
Yeah. You're not going to be living like fucking Frank Sinatra, like,
yeah, you're not,
take me to the moon.
You're not one of those bankers who's pulling in, you know...
$20 million to fucking
man,
million.
I hope
$20 million a year in bonuses alone.
Whenever the new which Bosa brother is it? The guy just got fat paid, has the biggest defensive contract ever. Is it Nick or Joey?
Nick?
Whichever one.
One of the Bosas.
Whichever one plays for the Chargers. I saw his number, and I'm just.
It's not Nick Bosa then.
I forgot which one plays for which.
Yeah. Whichever Bosa brother just got fat fucking paid. Which the other one's going to get fat paid when his contract comes up too, because he's a stud. But I just started thinking. I'm like, man. When did these contracts end? I mean, and this is where my socialist communist little personality pops forth. But it's like this dude, there are people who work their asses off at three jobs and literally can't go to the grocery store and get cough medicine. This dude, through, I mean, I'm not saying.
Fuck him, Tim. Fuck him.
Fuck you. But but this guy, I'm not saying he don't work hard. Do not take it that way. He had to work hard to get to where he is. But this dude was born with genetics that made him that way. And it's like, at what point do we go, hey, man, maybe we need to reprioritize some shit. I was going to boycott the NFL at one point this year, not because of the process, but because I'm just like, you know, I can't be mad that these players get these big contracts if every Sunday when the Saints sit down, I'm watching that shit, or I go buy a Saints shirt. You know, makes me a hypocrite. You know, because that's how they get to charge. So, you know, that's why they get paid these much. Oh, this hat's going to go from $20 to $25, so we can pay old whoever in the fuck our left guard is.
It's a reflection of our society.
Yeah.
Our society wants sports. And here's the thing. Most people have a mindless view of sports. They're like, I just football. They don't really question things. Now, I don't agree with the people who are like, you know, football is just bread and circuses, man. They're just trying to control you, man. You know, I don't agree with that
guy. We know that person.
You know, and then you have the people who are like, if it wasn't for sports, sports is a reflection of life. And we need it. It's like, it's somewhere in the middle.
It is strictly the market desires it. And since the market desires it at the level that it does, it pays at the level that it does. That's it. There's nothing else to
it's
it.
Nothing. That's why it. When people talk about like teachers or soldiers or like say police officers, they're like, you know, police officers and military people and teachers only get paid a certain amount, and this guy who runs pigskin is like, it's just economics. It's their government jobs.
And demand.
By the way.
Here's the thing, though. I will say
to it. There's nothing personal to it.
Here's the thing. No one takes into account. Every profession, when you're at the bottom level, you don't make shit. But when you get to the higher up levels, you get fucking paid. Because I guarantee you, in the military, the 18-year-old private, he ain't making shit. He's probably making better than most people who don't know anything in life, but he still ain't making shit. You get to that 5-star general that has a direct cell phone link to Donald Trump, he's getting paid.
Well, you know what someone said? But I was like, they're getting paid, but not as much you think they are. However, they just get a lot of shit for free. People give them stuff. People buy them dinners. People do.
And if
like
you really
the perks that come with it, because he might be making like, you know, $150,000 a year being a general, or $250,000, something like that. Just say $200,000.
Yeah,
not a shit ton of money, right?
That's top 1%.
It's top 1%, but it's not like
that. Might be top.
My point is, household, it's not like if someone says $200,000, you're like, oh, that's a good job. You're not gonna be like, oh my god, he makes $20 million a year. Like, it's not that. But you get all this shit for free. You have somewhere free to live. People pay this. People pay that. People take this for you. People drive you. You don't have to pay for gas. You don't have to pay for food.
We pay for his health care, his retirement, everything.
Yeah.
Even
the perks
like,
are good. And I guess he earned it.
Even if you think about it, teachers. Yeah, the bottom level teacher that just started, they ain't getting paid shit. But when you get to be principal somewhere, especially like the one down the road, you're doing okay. I saw that dude's house. Who was the principal a long, long time ago? Reed? Anyway.
Okay. Some of these people.
I saw his house.
A comfortable life.
Some of these people look like they make more than they do. They are just
their
eyeballs in debt.
Fair enough.
But another thing, why a lot of the teachers, even mid-level teachers, don't make as much is because every year coming out of college, you've got X number of people that majored in education or whatever it is and want to be a teacher. It's strictly numbers.
Yeah.
How many people are available for the job and can do the job and how many slots are open.
And what the demand is.
And what, yeah, how bad do we need them? Well, the more people there are, you don't need that one person that interviewed. You can shop around a bit. If you only got
like when it comes
10
to
teachers in the whole
town. People
yeah.
make rockets. You know, especially...
Rocket. A rocket doctor.
A rocket got... You know, if especially if he's German and he used to be a Nazi and, like, we captured him.
Put us on the moon.
And we put us on the moon and, you know, we... You know, yeah. you know not, there's not too many people like him, you know. Granted, he didn't go to the Nuremberg tribunals and all this stuff for war crimes for hanging the slowest Jews in his factory.
Don't
want to
waste that talent, though. Come
but
on.
My point is, there's lots of teachers. There's lots of people who can be cops. There's lots of people who can be... whatever, pretty much any job, just about. Mm-hmm. But not many people can be a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
And not many people can be a former ex-Nazi rocket scientist who used to kill people that we kind of pardon, but no one really talks about. You know, that person is going to get paid more.
You got to look at the greater good.
Yeah, we landed on the moon and got some rocks. We
won the space race.
Yeah,
allegedly.
We told the fucking Soviets to suck our dick. You know.
Allegedly.
You know,
man, it's all economics, man.
Anyone can do my job. Go fucking fix shit and then collect rent. It's not hard. You know, it's like...
Now, I will say this. A lot of people ain't going to want to do that.
No, I will say this. A lot of people don't want to do what I do because once they start, you know, personally, I'm going to get a rent house. And they get a rent house and like...
Then they call you, hey, AC's out.
Oh, yeah.
Toilet's backed up.
Yeah.
You know, just random shit. Hey, we got a leak. Hey, this I broke the stove, or the stove won't work. Or it's like, oh, God.
All day long. You never have a break.
It's kind of like my job, you know. It's like, okay, most people can do lawn care if they really want to. But on the other side, you're carrying a weed eater for in 100-and-something degree heat. It sucks.
Oh,
so
sucks.
It's like, yeah, it's not hard to do by any means. That doesn't mean anybody's, you know. I probably couldn't take too many people and say, hey, this is what you're going to do for 12 hours a day. And they'd be like, okay.
Well, being a cop's hard, you know, as we know, as we talked about earlier. And, you know, being a teacher, man, you know being a teacher, having to deal with some asshole kids and then their piece-of-shit parents has to be the most grueling shit ever. Like, oh, my God. And like,
the guy I know that's a teacher, he's like, man, when I first started, I was wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'd volunteer for this. I'd volunteer for this. I paid for shit out of my pocket. Now, I'm almost close to retirement. I don't do fuck of nothing I ain't got to. I do just enough to get by.
That's something I don't get. So many teachers complained about having to buy stuff out of their own pocket for their classrooms or whatever. Don't. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't need, like, special stuff. My grandparents were schooled in one-room schoolhouses, and I guarantee you my grandpa's better at math than most of the people that come out of our education system.
My grandmother is. My grandmother 100%
has
a math degree.
On math that you actually use.
Yes.
You know, if I gave somebody that graduated high school today a tape measure that didn't have the little numbers on it, they just had the lines, they would be like, and I told them to pick out 3/16 or 5/16.
I couldn't.
They'd be like, they'd have to sit there and
go to my grandmother and ask her what the percentage of this is or what would the taxes be on this if the rate is that. She can tell you exactly. And I'm talking about, like, quick.
Got to be on a reel. I couldn't pick out 3/16 on a ruler.
It's not hard. Just gotta learn it, but that's what I'm saying is
I've never had a need.
You just need to drill the basics into these kids. You don't need, like, these teachers talking about buying stuff for arts and crafts and doing stuff to try to make it interactive. I was like, don't do that. If you need something, go to the school and say, we need this. If it's something they don't feel that you need, or that the curriculum doesn't need you to do, or doesn't want to provide you because the curriculum doesn't call for it, then just don't fucking do it.
Because here's the real thing.
Stop spending your own money.
Yeah, because here's the real thing. The school isn't going to say, or, you know, the school board, whoever, they're not going to say, hey, you know what? Thank you for spending your hard-earned money to make sure these kids learn how to say their ABCs. I'm being a little facetious with it, but the point will be the same. Oh, you did that, and we know you can't buy your own groceries this month because of it. Here's some money. They're not going to do that. Not at all. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, well, sucks for you.
I think that these athletes deserve every penny they get, Tim. I think they deserve more, actually. I think we should pay LeBron James $10 billion a year.
You know, I think one thing I don't agree with, like, some of the payments in sports is I think they make too big a contract for, like, one guy, and they don't have the money to – it's a
sometimes they do.
Team, it's a team sport. There's no I in team. And, you know, you have, you have this great quarterback, but, you know, you don't have any defense. You don't have good offense. I mean, look at Drew Brees the last 2 years. Like, Michael Thomas, I'm not saying he's not great, but goddammit, you get thrown to 1,000 times, you're probably going to catch it.
Yeah.
You know, 100 times.
Yeah.
I mean, just he, you know, this year, and I think we got it this year when it comes to, like, more receivers. But last year it was like, let's throw to Michael Thomas. Let's throw to him. And he was like a fucking praying mantis so he could catch it.
God, the Rams year, that still hurts.
That one, I don't think about it.
God, that one hurts.
Like, the Vikings last year and the Viking 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it hurts.
That one hurt. And then when that's what made the Rams hurt so bad, is because the Viking year was our mistake.
Yeah.
It was a stupid shoulder try to tackle thing or whatever. Instead of just contain, all you had to do was contain the guy. That hurt. That's on us. That's on our team, our player. He was a rookie or whatever. Big, you know.
But to be fair to that same kid, people gave him shit. But he was also he was also one of the only reasons we got back in that game, because we were getting our ass kicked and he made a critical interception. Yeah. So shit happens.
So that stung. And then next year, they take off what's his face's head. Was it Smith?
The receiver? It was Kamara.
Was it Kamara?
Yeah, it was Kamara. He got fucking annihilated.
Takes his head off. And if you, every angle you look at, that ball is within reach. Especially for somebody who's an athlete and probably has a...
No, it's Ted Ginn.
We're talking about in the championship game.
We're talking about when we faced the Rams.
Yes.
And they got the bad call.
That was Ted Ginn.
Was that Ginn?
I'm almost positive.
I could have swore it was Alvin Kamara.
No, it was not Alvin Kamara.
Anyway, definitely a reachable ball for a professional athlete who specializes in jumping up catching balls, okay? That's a specialty. and the fact that one ref came up and told the other ref not to pull the flag out, did this. You can see him doing the whole stop. I mean, that just – that it hurt so much more because we made a goofball error on our own. It was our fault. You know, I'm not, you know, complaining. I guess I am complaining, but it was our fault. So that stung. And then right around the next year, something that's completely out of our hands that should have been called isn't called.
It was Tommy Lee Lewis, by the way.
We were way off.
But it was kind of – it's not funny at all, but when that happened, all I could think about is my dad, who swears up and down it's all rigged. He's like, man, you know, they let us win the Super Bowl that 1 year because of Katrina. But he's like, man, every year you think about it, it's almost big market teams. And that particular year, it was going to be the Northeast versus, you know, the West Coast, and it's like –
they're trying to make L.A. a big market because L.A. is more of a basketball town.
Yeah.
They moved the Chargers there. You got the Rams there. They were trying to. And the Saints would have been a much better game than the Rams.
Oh my God. I think we would have won that game.
I think we would have beat the shit out of Tom Brady. I think he would have retired and crawled under a rock.
It kills me. Like, I can't. Dude. You know, to this day, I can't watch that game.
I want to say it was also like the lowest rated Super Bowl.
What was the score? 10-3?
Yeah, it wasn't very
good. Like that? 10-13? It was like 13-3 or 13-10 or 10-3, something like that.
It was the lowest rated watched Super Bowl in forever, that's for sure.
Boring. Yeah.
And then next year, it was a questionable pass interference call with that tight end.
No, we just didn't play well that game.
I know. Yeah.
Drew Brees picked the worst time to have the worst game of the season. That's all that is.
Yeah. But that. A lot of people are saying that last play when they scored, there was offensive pass interference. They said he pushed off. It kind of looked like he did, but then it kind of looked like he didn't. I don't know. So it's like.
You're damned if you do, you're damned in the notice.
You know what helped that? Not giving up 80-something yards on the first play or whatever it fucking was. Jesus.
Yeah. So what are we going to do when Breeze retires?
Well, let me answer in one word.
Because I don't want Winston.
Suck dick.
Yeah.
For a while.
Going back to the Aints.
We're going back from Aints for a while.
Need to go get a paper bag.
You're going to go back to find out who the real Saints fans are.
Yeah.
That's a fucking fact.
I became,
do you think,
a Saints fan when I started to pay attention to football, which is probably like, I started paying attention to football more probably like.
Late high school for me.
Mine was like the beginning of high school, junior high, around that. Before that, when I was a kid, I was a Cowboys fan because we lived out in the country, and I don't know whatever kind of cable we had, but we got Braves games and Cowboy games all the time. We got Saints games too, but we had Cowboys games on all the time.
Cowboys games.
I was a Braves fan, and I was a Cowboys fan.
A lot
fan.
Of Saints fans in the North.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bullshit fans up here.
You go to Shreveport, when I was living over in Shreveport,
a lot of Cowboys fans.
Like, man, you hardly saw Saints stuff.
You'll see a lot of Cowboys fans in Shreveport. There's a lot of Cowboys fans just in North Louisiana in general. But you'll see a lot of – Saints has a lot of fans in Mississippi.
They do.
Arkansas.
Gulf Coast.
Arkansas, believe it or not, has some Saints fans.
Yeah.
Me, personally, is my dad – I remember I wanted to go so bad, but he wouldn't let me. Him and my my cousin, who's a lot older than I am, they went to the Saints game in 1998 to watch the Saints play, and Mike Ditka was the coach. And I wanted to go so bad. I remember when I was a little kid, I'm talking about like maybe 7 or 8, I think I asked my mom if the Saints will ever win the Super Bowl. I remember asking that because I was a fan. I mean, yeah. I've been a fan since I was a kid. All of our family have been. Now, I didn't go to my first game until 2001, though. Yeah. We went, but I always liked football because I always went to go and watch my brother play for West Monroe. And then I played at West Monroe, and Samer played at West Monroe, and Sarah was in the band. So we liked football. We grew up playing football, and football and soccer. That's all I played. I didn't play any other sports. And but we were huge Saints fans, still are huge Saints fans, but I know for a fact that there's a lot of people that are only going for the Saints because, you know, in the last 15 years, they've been a good team. Yeah. You know, not great, but good, yeah. You know. And at times great. Times getting fucked over like they did against the Rams.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see who the
– It's kind of like LSU, and before Nick Saban, you didn't see shit about LSU because they sucked. They were not a good – they were a middle-of-the-road SEC team.
I mean, I was so little, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I distinctly remember this. Like, it was a big deal that LSU made it to a bowl game 1 year.
But I also here, go to that caveat about how we were talking about sports is more popular now. You know, I think sports since, like, the late 90s have gotten more popular, like you said, and that correlates with LSU and everything else.
It brings the whole industry up, so there's more jobs, there's just more money all around. So
I still stand by September 11th was the catalyst. Because you really think about it, after September 11th, a lot of shit in our country changed, but sports became bigger because it was the way we unified.
That's where we got a lot of the politics and sports. You know, that's when they started bringing out people for the national anthem.
God, I hate it. I hate all the politics.
And then all that shit. It's like, I just want to avoid it. I don't care.
I mean, I don't turn the game on until it's on. They've always done, somebody sings a national anthem before the game in basketball games and baseball games, football games. They've done that for years. I get that. Where a country unifies. I'm okay with that. Even though sometimes I don't even want to hear it, but I just want to turn on and the game start. I want them to say, hey, we're starting the game in 3, 2, 1, and the game starts.
Yeah.
Without all the buildup. It says it starts at 7, I turn on, and there's 15 minutes of two jag-offs that haven't touched football in years talking about, you know.
I think the Saints are going to win because the Saints have the best defensive front. It's like, okay, man. Shit.
But this whole – them doing the breast cancer awareness stuff, and every time you turn around, there's something, they put something of the outside horrors in the world, they put it into football or baseball, whatever, and it's like, I don't want to
hear the good, I don't want to hear the bad. Can we just play sports?
Yeah,
can we
get
just
all
play the
of
the, game?
I stepped away from the real world for a second to not have to worry about all the bad things and watch football.
That's your luxury by being a white, privileged male.
I turn on basketball playoffs, and there's Black Lives Matter across the court. They got the crap on their jerseys. They got inspirational like words. And
I don't want to see white lives or Arab lives.
I don't
want to
see
none of it.
I don't want to see white.
It's politics.
I don't want to see none of it. Just get it out. Just start the game.
On the other side of that, I hate when people say, "Why don't they just play the game?" Here's my thing: they're people. They have opinions. Just like any asshole sitting on his fucking couch watching the game. Like, yeah, I agree. I don't want to see politics in basketball. Politics in sports. I don't. I really don't. But at the same time, do I get mad at LeBron James for having his fucking opinion? No, because he's a person.
Yeah,
he's an American just like anyone else.
He is an American. I don't listen to him. Yeah.
I'm an American.
My job doesn't pay me to sit around all day and give my opinions. My job pays me to get a job done.
Yeah.
So when the reason why you make this money, because there's such a demand for it, when the fan turns it on, I want to see you do that job. That's what I'm hiring you to do, LeBron. And Drew Brees and all these people, you are there to entertain me. This is built up so much because the fans have created such a demand. That's why you get so much money. You're there to do a job. You're there to play that sport, play it the best of your ability. Off the court, when that buzzer goes to zero and the clock ends, you can in the interviews and all that, you can talk about all the bullshit you want. But just stop putting the shit in the game. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Stop. Stop. Just say no. Just don't do it. That old meme from Michael Jordan.
Stop.
Recording. Yeah. Stop. Don't do that.
Shit. Well, Tim, what'd you think?
About what?
I don't know. Controversial shit. What you got? What controversial thing do you have?
How bad do you think Donald Trump's going to win the election?
I don't think it'll be
how many state, how many electoral votes does he get? Just
I don't think
I want to know what Vegas is.
I'd say he wins, but he gets less votes than he did last time.
Yes. I think
because less people vote for him or less people vote in general?
I think less people are voting in general this time.
How bad is his court, man? Think about it. You have Trump for what he is, but then you have Biden. It's like,
this dude doesn't inspire me.
Biden, yeah, I think he legitimately has some.
I think Trump gets a pity vote. Problems. Like, yeah. He's going to get the pity vote. He's like, well, I just fucking hate Biden so much. He's such a fucking weirdo, creep, stupid-ass, mentally ill piece of shit that I'm going to go with this worthless, self-absorbed, narcissistic piece of shit, but at least I know what I'm getting with him.
Yeah, I don't, like, and Trump is normal bad person, kind of. Like, he's a business guy. He's like a guy, like, if you know him around town, that, I don't know how to say it, I guess.
He's sleazy.
Yeah, kind of sleazy, like a used car salesman or something, you know. But it's on a normal level that you're used to because he's just a business guy.
Nothing he does surprises, basically.
The Democrats, I thought, had a chance to put somebody like, what's her name, Gabbard?
Gabbard.
You know, Tulsi Gabbard or somebody like that in there that could actually battle him on politics and not put some just, identity politics person in there. You know,
this is what I really think. I don't think the Democrats are really confident that they had anybody who could beat Trump. And so what did they do? I think they took a guy who was a lifelong career Democrat and are giving him his little thank you moment.
You know what the Democrats are doing, Tim? They're
throwing the election.
They're throwing the election. What are they doing with the sports teams? Like, they tank? Like,
so
tank?
They can get the first,
get the round
first pick.
That's what they're doing.
I guarantee you in 2024, you're going to see a Democrat candidate like, oh, shit. Okay, this dude's got some. Yeah. Because, you know, right. I really don't think this election is going to be about politics. I don't. This is going to be a mudslinging, like you said. It's not going to be our normally scheduled shit show.
Yeah, it's. And.
Our special branch.
I lean a little more to the right, so like I'm not completely upset with Trump. I don't like his demeanor and his attitude of how he does things. It's funny. I like it that way. I like it like in that sense. I like turning the TV and going, what did he say next? But I kind of wish he'd be more presidential. Just a little bit more. Not like a full president. We need to kind of get rid of some of that talking around, you know, not giving a straight yes or no.
Yes, I'm a president.
Yeah,
I
just come out, say what you mean what you say, but you don't have to be a dick about it like Trump is. But I'm not, like, just completely unhappy with how the presidency's going. I'm not, I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
You know what I get tired of with the Trump president? I'll tell you exactly what I'm getting tired of with Trump. I'm getting tired of the people who support and hate him more than Trump himself.
Yes.
I'm so sick of fucking both of them. It's like, do you really think he's the next coming of God? God sent President Donald Trump to save America. You really believe that? I don't think a person with the mental capacity of a potato should ever say that. Even if God exists, even if I believed in God and believed all this stuff, I still would not believe that God sent him. Because if God sent him, God sent Obama, and God sent Hitler, we're just people, okay?
Yeah.
He's not God. He's not some savior. He's just a president. You know what I think the best part about Trump is that all the people that were treated like shit for the last 20 years, told they were flyover states, told that they were, they didn't mean anything to the country.
Oh, yeah.
He told them that they matter. Mm-hmm. I do like that he did that because it showed that the middle class Americans in the middle of the country can get what they want.
Yeah,
that's one thing I like about them.
And it's set up so that they do have a little bit of a bigger voice electoral-wise for that instance. Because right now, if
they just told the liberals on each coast to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, if right now, if you pander to California, New York, Florida, and Chicago, and you get just a couple other random states, I mean, you got it. The amount of the electoral votes, the amount of people are basically there. Just a few. Yeah. You know, that's why the swing states kind of change and move. And that's why we have that, because if you didn't, if you just went by popular vote, all you'd have to do is the six biggest cities. And that's it. The rest
you wouldn't even have to do the six big cities.
How many ever biggest cities it'd be? I forget. It's going to be, what, San Francisco, L.A., Miami,
New
York City.
Yeah, I read like a statistic one time that basically said the state of California has more people in it than the least populated 25 states combined.
So if it was just strictly popular vote, then it's just whatever the mass wants. It's three wolves and two sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Two sheep are going to be for dinner. You know? And so then you just say, fuck you other guys. I'm just going to do whatever these people want.
Yeah, I read a quote, and I don't know who this person. It was comment section of Facebook, so you know that's a wonderful place. But, you know, it was, why should, you know, it was a guy from, like, Los Angeles, I think. Why should people from bumfucked Egypt be able to decide what the fuck happens in here? And then somebody commented, well, why should somebody from Los Angeles be able to decide what happens in bumfucked Egypt? I mean.
Yeah, I kind of wish, we'd, I'll tell you what, we need to get rid of, in the debates, just get rid of, I'd like to just see the parties go away. And it just kind of be like all the politicians just grouped up in one thing.
I want to see.
And set on fire.
Yeah. I want to see somebody moderate that bitch. That's like, Joe Rogan needs to moderate that shit, one. And I know some people don't like him, but I'm like, man, somebody needs to hammer these people on their bullshit.
Well, I hate the whole debates because you don't have enough time to talk about something in depth like you need to. Like,
you gotta get the zingers.
Yeah. You'd be in jail. But like, let Joe Jorgensen, let her debate.
Why
wouldn't you let her debate?
Shit, some of the Republicans in certain states were like, oh, she can't be on the ballot. Like, they are making laws to where she can't be on the ballot. It's like, no, motherfucker.
Right, what is it right now? Right now, you have to get, like, so much of the vote in your area, right, in order to be able to make, you have to, and then when the primaries come along, you have to get so much of the vote, I think.
Yeah.
But why can't, I get why you do that, because then anybody can declare they're running for president or whatever. And
but
you know, there has to be some kind of, you have to weed out.
You have to weed out Joe Blow versus, you know.
Yeah, Joe Blow is just, you know, there for goofs or whatever. But somebody who's representing the Libertarian Party, all the official party candidates should be on the fucking stage debating. And they should be, I'm sorry, but if everybody really cares about the country and they're really public servants, I'm talking about start this motherfucker at 8 in the morning on a Saturday and say, here we go. I hope you got all your policies with you, and you can explain on this whiteboard and you draw out the math. You got your people with you, and let's go through it. Let's talk about economics. Let's talk about, you know, taxes, what you're going to do with taxes, why you're going to do it. Explain to me and show me the math on that board. Let's go. Here you go. Hit the clock. You got an hour or 2 hours, and the next person gets 2 hours. And
that's
kind of
like
everybody gives
what happened with Ross Perot, right?
He took out
30
like,
minutes?
Yeah.
I'm Ross Perot, and this is what I'm going to show.
He basically
here's the thing.
Told everybody how the government's fucking them. That's how that worked out. We had Clinton, which Clinton wasn't a horrible president.
From he was just
know,
on the Epstein
from what
plane.
We know.
Yeah.
The question is.
Hold on a second. I got something I need to say. Epstein. This has been killing me lately. Okay.
Go for it.
800,000 kids a year do not go missing in the United States by what you say with those words. They disappeared. They don't disappear and gone, okay? When we
you're
talk
saying,
about...
Are you saying that's the statistic? Or what
that's what the
that's
statistic
what they tell
people,
you?
People tell you, okay? They're like, okay, no one making... they're not saying anything about this. No one's saying anything about this. Okay, there's a reason no one's saying anything about it. Because out of those 800,000, and some people say 400, let's do 400,000 kids go missing every year. That number of kids that disappear and never return is like 200 kids.
Yeah, I was told that it was like some insane number like that that go missing, but the ones that are verified that don't come back, I thought it was like 2,000.
The vast majority of those people that go missing go missing for one, they go away for a day, typically, average. And
two,
what happens, either A, they run away, either are found or come back, or there's a custody dispute with the parents, and one parent takes him. Mom calls, like, that son of a bitch took my kid, and there's a missing kid report.
Yeah.
That's what the vast majority of them are. I'm not downplaying the sexual trafficking. I'm not downplaying. But
it's not 800,000.
How most that happens is like foreign emerging countries, like women in other countries, kids in other countries that are vulnerable during war, famine, whatever, mm-hmm. are promised that they're going to go, we're going to go to the United States, we're going to go somewhere, then they take their passports from them, and then they force them into sex slavery. That's how most of that shit happens. Because if you are just going around just snatching kids all the time, you're going to get caught eventually in the United States.
Yeah.
You will get caught. Your likelihood of getting caught. Now, your likelihood of getting caught in, let's say, Senegal is they don't have the capacity to find those people. Mm-hmm. And they get shipped over here, and then you get lost in the system. The United States is big. It's the same thing when people say that America has the most serial killers. I think it's because we're good at finding them. I think other countries, they just go murder people and just can't find them because they don't have any DNA. They don't have any understanding of crime scenes. You know, our police officers just know more than, like, probably their coroners do in other countries. You know, you have to get the numbers right when we're talking about this, because if not, if you lie about something that's a serious issue, people no longer believe you when they talk about that serious issue.
And at least put it in, like, at least explain it, put it in perspective. Like, you're not necessarily lying when you say whatever, like, you that statistic you just said.
They're not lying.
They're not lying, but they're not being, what is it?
100%
forthright. Or saying, hey, this is what it means. This is,
it's like out of those 800,000 kids, you know, 700,000 are found within, like, the first hour in return.
And there's still, like, it was something like 10,000 or some a low number. They're usually murdered. They're murdered, and then you have some that are just never seen again.
Yeah.
Most of them are found, but they're murdered. Like, the ones that are just go missing. And then you have some that there is still a decent amount of people that go missing and get sexually assaulted. Now, here's the thing. Most of the time, it's by somebody that they know or it's their family member.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a lot
I didn't realize that. I was telling you that the other day.
Yeah.
The guy I worked with, his wife is involved in that. Like, that's what she does for a living. And she said it's like 6 or 8. Was it 1 out of every 6 or 8 kids or whatever is molested. And 9 times out of 10, it's from somebody in the family close to them. Either somebody in the family or a close friend that hangs out with the family all the time. And I said, that can't be right. I told her, there's no way. I don't know. 1 in 6, 1 in 8 or whatever it is. I was like, there's just no, I don't know that many people that do it. And she said, well, think about it. If that happens, how often are the family going to spread it around, especially small towns, a town like this? That's spread like wildfire. Like, it's out there. It is out there and it's real. Yeah. People are diddling little boys. Not just Catholic priest guys. It's gotten worse.
I think human, it's a people thing. Like, the Romans talk about, like, selling children at, like, slave markets for that intention. It's like, have we always been shitty?
Yeah.
Have humans always been like that? We're fucking animals? Not literally fucking animals, because I know there's some people that do that, which is even another case of fucking weird.
God, so, like, Jeffrey Epstein, his was teenage girls, from what I understand.
Yes.
Which is technically, there's another word for that. If they're, like, 13 or 14 years old, it's not pedophilia. It's technically something else. But it means the same damn thing. It's just for teenagers, not for kids. But this dude had an island. This dude had a chunk of land out in the sea that he owned that they found out his old lady, or not his old lady, the girl, Ghislaine Maxwell, owns a submarine company. And when they take pictures of the island, there's spots where it looks like submarines come up under it. Like, and go into, like, I'm serious. You can find it online. I don't know if that's how they were doing.
Is this what QAnon told you?
No, this is, you can find it on Google. You can find it. It's weird. They looked it up. These two people were in so much weird crap. Like, I want to know what else went on that island. I think it was something else besides just banging. You could do that on the mainland.
You know what I really think?
Banging a 15-year-old girl? We could do that here.
Okay. Well, I mean, people do, but I mean, when you're rich and you can go to an island, you can just hide shit, right?
Yes, maybe. You know?
It's just easier to hide shit, I guess, because, you know, people are caught trafficking everywhere. People are caught trafficking here all the time, like in North Louisiana.
I'm saying maybe other stuff went on the island that had nothing to do with trafficking. Like, well, I'm serious. You can find the pictures. It looks like there's a thing.
I think they just went to go party.
What was the thing? You know, fucking Alex Jones said this happens here, and nobody believed him. So what did his ass do? He snuck in that.
There's people that the owl.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, that's a weird.
But Alex Jones.
Is it all white people, by the way?
That's the Republicans get together.
Okay.
Is the Bohemian Grove. And there's pictures. Like, people knew about it, but they just thought it was like, oh, it's a big camp out retreat. And then you go in there, and they've got that big owl, and they do that mock sacrifice, and they're in these robes, and they're chanting, and it's like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this?
And why do we elect these people?
Is this a play? Are y'all acting out a play? What's going on?
They're reptilians.
Oh, Lord. What are y'all going to do if turns out all that stuff's true?
That they're reptilians?
Just, yeah, everything. Everything that all these crazy people talk about. Half our government is reptilians. They are like contact. Contact with aliens. And
I'm probably not going
to
be able to do.
We're working with aliens, and they take these kids, and they scare them, and they take their blood, and they make adrenal chrome out of it, and they drink the adrenal chrome. What are you going to do if all that's real?
Probably not much of shit. Because, I mean, there's nothing I can do. It's like, oh. I mean,
it's just wild.
I mean, it's crazy. Here's what I really think. I think all the elites, Democrat or Republic, I think they don't give a fuck about any of us. And they damn sure don't care about Tim and Brent and Ferris in West Monroe, Louisiana. I think it's a big fucking joke that they play people against each other all the while they're counting their fucking money.
It's politics.
What is
baby.
It? Where are we at?
I said, I was talking about how I don't think the elites. I'm not talking about the top 1%. I'm talking about the top 1% of the top 1%. These people don't give
the Bilderberg meetings.
Yeah, these people don't give a fuck.
No, they know what's best, Tim. Just do what they say,
Leo. Because, and there's
do what you're told.
Tim,
just do what you're told.
I think Donald Trump and Joe Biden, when this is all over, maybe not Donald Trump. I could see him still being a little bit of a dick. But I'm saying George Bush versus Al Gore, I guarantee you they were still on the same playing field. You know, I'm a Democrat. I'm Republican.
Yeah, man, it's politics, man. Come on.
You only make them think that you're different than the other ones. You only make them think. You have to make them think that way. That's it.
They got it all figured out, man.
And realistically, they
just need a small portion of your tax dollars to do it.
Yeah. And
30%.
How come that always goes back to the Jews? Like, why do they always get lumped into this?
I don't know.
They're always lumped into it. It's like, how does this connect? I can tell you how. The Jews. I'm like
dirty Jews.
It's like, how? What?
I don't know.
They're just people.
Yeah, they tend to always be in, like, what? Lawyers or
finance?
Finance guys.
Well, you know why they're always in finance?
Because it's probably drilled into them as a kid.
Well, in Europe, that's all they were allowed to do for 500 years.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You can't do anything but be a banker. And they're like, well how come all Jews are bankers?
Banker there is.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Do what?
I don't want to be that. Like, what happens when... What happens when normal people finally just... And I hate to be it, but... Wake up, for lack of a better term, and realize, hey, we're being played like fucking suckers.
Are you saying get woke?
you ever heard of Bastille Day?
No.
Okay, that's whenever the French peasants, they stormed the Bastille, which is like where they held all the guns and weapons and shit in France. And we got that, and we went and killed a whole bunch of people. The French did. The peasants. They killed all the nobles and shit like that.
Sucks for
that's
them.
What happens. Eventually, it boils over, and a lot of people get killed, and then you start the process over again.
Yeah. So what you're saying, Tim, is we should all riot and steal TVs and lamps and shoes from Foot Locker.
I'm not going to say what I'm really feeling because it's a lot more.
Well,
than...
you're not going to say what you're really feeling because we're almost
okay. Let's go down.
We're almost out of time.
All right,
Best Buy. We're going to riot in Best Buy tonight. Be there.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Brent.
Thanks for coming on.
We're going to do something soon.
We're going to start being a lot more back involved with the podcast.
Tim's around more. We should be able to get some shit done. And Brent, anything else to say?
What should I say?
Look up Joe Jorgensen.
Look
up Joe Jorgensen and stay racist.
What?
I'm kidding. Don't stay racist. But shit. For real.
Oh. All right. Tim, anything else?
No.
All right, guys, and we are done.